We're moving along now in Genesis. We're up to chapter 28 now, where we have this famous story. Our Lord alludes to this, right? When Nathan said, you know, our Lord says about Nathan, "Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile." And Nathan says, "How do you know me?" Jesus said, "Before you were called and you were under the fig tree, I saw you." And Nathan says, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the Messiah." And Jesus says, "Just because I told you I saw you," you know, the fig tree was several miles away, you believe?" He said, "You will see greater things than this. You will see the heavens opened and the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Now, he's alluding to this Genesis text, right? Because Jacob took that stone and made it the beginning of a shrine, and he called it Bet-El, house of God. And Jesus is saying, "I'm the temple. I'm the house of God. You know, I'm God among you." And so it's just nice to see how, you know, as we get familiar with the text, we see what they're really saying. Jesus is saying, "I am Bet-El. I am the house of God." That's when, later on, when he drives all those merchants out of the temple and the officials confront him, he says, "Destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up." So the new temple is the body of Christ. Well, we're part of that body of Christ. We are joined physically to the Lord Jesus Christ, first by baptism, and every day through the Eucharist. And that makes us, you see, a house of God, a place where God dwells. And that's why we have to be so careful, not only to what we do, but what we think, because our mind is part of the house of God. And so, I'll come back and set up a shall be God's dwelling, God's abode. That's his vow. Now, the gospel, see, what I'm doing these days is trying to give us real quick exegesis so you can go home and ponder these and hear the word of God. You know, this is the word of God that the Lord, among many, perhaps, that the Lord wills for the Catholic Church to hear today. And so we live by it. Well, this is a wonderful text. Jesus agrees to go to the house of the synagogue ruler. And on the way, a woman reaches out, touches him, and is healed. You see? Jesus is on the way to heal the Jews. And the Gentiles reach out and touch him. And again, the same thing, you see, your faith. And then the next word, has saved you. And again, there's this, the ambiguity. The word sozin, I've told you this before, I think, right? Sozin means to save, but in all the senses of the word, save somebody from death would be this word. Save somebody from bankruptcy would be this word. But to save means to render whole forever. That's salvation. And this woman, you see, has touched him, and he knows it. And he says, "Courage, daughter, your faith, your boldness, your sureness that if you touch me, you'll be healed, it's been rewarded. You're healed." And then he goes, now, the fathers of the church are very sensitive here, whether this is really, all the synoptics have this rhythm. It's called a sandwich rhythm. You have one story, then you put in another one, and then you finish the first one. And they all do that for this event. So the fathers of the church say, you don't see? Jesus is on the way to heal the Jews. And the Gentiles reach out and get healed first, and then the Jews. Now, whether that's... So many of the fathers say that, Origen the first, that you stop and say, well, maybe that's why he sandwiched these. Because if we have faith, then we touch Christ. St. Bernard, who's one of the great orators of the Latin language, he's commenting on this text. He says, talem talis taliterque tange. Touch such a one, being such a one, in such a way. He's saying, believe. Today, we're going to do more than touch his cloak. We're going to receive his body and blood in us. Risen, glorious, body and blood. That's what this is. Bring everything you want here to be touched by the Lord. Especially perhaps praying for the women who are on their way, I suppose, already to the clinic. Is he going to be there today? Yeah. And so we pray that many people are touched and healed and children are saved.